Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Welcome to episode number 21. Today's topic is this. Your front-end game sucks. So I did a previous episode, don't recall the exact number, but I'll make sure that I link it here, on your back-end game or your follow-up sucks. And got a lot of interesting comments, but most of you agreed that, yeah, our follow-up game just isn't great. I can give you example upon example upon example, and you can give me excuses, and I can give you excuses, because there's times when my follow-up game hasn't been great. Been on vacation, lot to do. But I started then looking the last week or two as to the front of the house. And if you haven't heard already, I live in Western New York. So Buffalo, Niagara Falls, Williamsville, all kind of all those different cities. And I did a couple of things. So the first thing that I did was I picked a whole variety of random businesses and I just started calling. And I was trying to analyze, how long did it take to answer the call? Did they answer? Did it go to voicemail? How were they on the phone? Et cetera, et cetera. And I'll probably do a full episode on that one, but let's just say the results were less to be desired. Two people kind of didn't hang up purposely, but they were having phone issues. One guy answered, and I don't know if he was in the bathroom, like crazy stuff. A couple of the calls are really good, but out of the 12 to 15 calls, I would say 10 of them were borderline disaster. So that's just the call piece. So then I started driving around looking at signage and looking at local signs. And I was shocked as to how many issues there are with signs. Either typos, for example, not necessarily a typo in the name of your business, but on some of those signs that you can kind of put the block letters and things like that. Signs that were not lit up at night, even though the business operates at night, which could be a local ordinance, but I don't think it is because there were signs right next to them that were lit up. Missing letters, no signs, small signs, only a logo, nothing on the front of windows, if you had windows before you can walk into the business. So that was the sign piece. Then I started going into some random businesses, and I went into a local bakery. I went into a church, which you might not think is a local quote-unquote business, but it's a local business. I went into a gym. So I went into a variety of different places. Now, the gym had the best experience. They were ready for me as a walk-in, but the other businesses really just weren't ready for walk-ins, and they almost took it as a little bit of a bother that I was even, quote-unquote, stopping in. So if you start to think about that, if you're aiming to grow your business and your signage is junk, you can't answer the phone, or you don't have anyone answer the phone, or you don't have a strategy for someone walking in during normal business hours, how are you going to be growing your business? But even more so, how can you be taken seriously? Now, I hear the argument all the time, not argument, but the pushback. Well, Michael, signs aren't cheap. I don't have the money to do it. My reply to you is to get a loan. Put it on a credit card. I don't know how your business, unless you have the most amazing product or service, if your sign is like beyond garbage, or you've had three letters missing for 6 months. How can you be taken seriously as a serious player? Not only do you need to be working on the back end of the follow-up with following up with leads and prospects and customers, that's beyond important, but if your front end of the house is also not up to par, you're just getting hit with a sword on both sides. And I'm not here to tell you you're doing everything wrong or everything right. I'm here to help you grow and stand the test of time. I'm here to make sure that your local business is outperforming the other local business. You're grabbing their market share and you are growing so you can put more food on the table, better food on the table, take vacations, have freedom, be able to actually accomplish the dreams that you set out to do. And again, if you have not learned by now, after 20 plus episodes, you're going to do that through marketing. You're going to improve your marketing, which is going to drive you more prospects, which are going to equate to more customers, more cash to do better things. Your front end of the house, if this is what people are seeing, needs to be on point. And you need to be showing your A game all the time. Start with what the outside of your storefront looks like. Now, if you don't have a storefront, your front end of the house is your website. So not only did I look at and go to all these different local businesses and call phone numbers and things like that to see what that experience was, I started to go to websites of businesses like landscapers that I know they don't have a local presence where I'd walk into an office. If your website looks like it was done 25 years ago, your front end of the house, it's the exact same thing. How are you going to be taken seriously? I don't care if you are a one-man or one-woman operation. I don't care. If you want to play in a bigger game, a bigger league, you have to find ways to invest in marketing, to put your best foot forward so that your customers and your prospects will take you seriously and continue to refer you business. It's not just based on the experience. Perception equals reality. If I walk into a restaurant and it looks a little bit dirty, that is going to change my entire perception. I'm probably going to tell everyone and their cousin not to eat there. They might have the best food ever. But if your front end of the house, at least for me and for a lot of other people, is not in order, you've got some challenges. It's not just a customer service piece. It's a branding piece. It's a conversion piece. Leverage those assets. If you're allowed to have a big sign and it can be bright and drawing lots of attention, take advantage of that marketing opportunity and make sure that that sign is operating perfectly. Invest the resources if needed if something breaks. If you're allowed to put stuff on the windows and things like that, put stuff that resonates with that marketing message and drive people in there. Make sure your front end of the house is tidy. Make sure you are accommodating and knowing that if there's walk-ins, what's your plan? It's not for the baker that's got their hands in dough or flour and things like that to have to wash their hands, come to the front end of the house. If you can't accommodate walk-ins, lock the door, period. I'd rather have the door locked with the sign that says only by appointment because we're exclusive than to walk in and see something that just looks disheveled. Your front end of the house is costing you a lot more business than you might think. You've got to have your front end of the house as well as the back end of the house operating for you flawlessly at all times. Get out there, take some action, make some changes. I hope that this fired you up a little bit to go in and make some changes. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I will see you here back tomorrow. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.